Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Let's speak to the BBC North America correspondent Anthony Zurcher. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. Donald Trump has been truthing, I believe is the appropriate verb, and he's telling everyone, look over there, don't look over here.
He is truthing, and I think that is the way we say it these days, about the Epstein investigation. Of course, we had a new tranche of emails and messages from the Epstein estate, emails that Epstein had sent to various people, some of which mentioned Donald Trump and Epstein's views on Donald Trump and what he may have been involved in all of the scandals around Epstein. And then there was a vote also on Wednesday in the House of Representatives, actually a petition filed in the House of Representatives that would force a vote to release all of the Epstein documents held by the Justice Department. So this became a huge story here in the Washington, D.C., in the United States on Wednesday. And now Donald Trump is, as you mentioned, trying to point the finger in a different direction. And he truthed that the Democrats were using the Epstein hoax, he calls it, to try to deflect from other political issues. And so he said he was going to be ordering his attorney general, the Department of Justice, and the FBI to investigate Jeffrey Epstein's involvement and relationships with former President Bill Clinton, Larry Summers, who was a Barack Obama administration Treasury Secretary and the president of Harvard, Reid Hoffman, an influential tech magnate, J.P. Morgan Chase, and many other people and institutions to determine what was going on with them and him. So he is now saying that these people should be investigated and, as you mentioned, try to kind of deflect the attention away from him, although he's president. He's going to get this attention whether he likes it or not.
Has he addressed directly, apart from saying it's a hoax, the three emails that were put out yesterday that kind of put him at the center of this?
He has not. He has only said that it is a hoax, that it is a distraction time and time again. He said that people should be paying attention to political issues like the shutdown that just ended and what he views as the Democratic responsibilities to them. But for instance, one of those emails was from Epstein to Ghislaine Maxwell in 2011, at about the time that there was this growing attention to Epstein's sex trafficking allegations. And Epstein wrote, "I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump." Virginia, that's Virginia Giuffre, one of the sex trafficking victims, spent hours at my house with him, and he has never once been mentioned. Now, Donald Trump hasn't been directly asked about this by reporters, but he certainly hasn't volunteered a response on his own.
Well, they have, the White House has made the point on more than one occasion that Virginia Giuffre, who obviously made a lot of allegations, including against Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, referred to Trump in a rather glowing way, said that he was a gentleman towards her. So does that go some way towards justifying Trump's position?
There were in her book, she also says that he was a gentleman, that he always treated her nicely. And originally, when this email came out, it did not mention or that the name Virginia was redacted from it by the Democrats. So it just said it was a victim. And the White House was the one that that put out that this was Virginia Giuffre. And that, I think, did change the way that that message has been viewed. But still, the allegation he spent hours with her and that he was at Epstein's house, that those details have not been addressed.
What do you think is going to happen next? Because if the FBI and the Department of Justice is launching an investigation, that reduces the likelihood of the Epstein files, as they're being collectively called, being released in full, doesn't it? Because it would be arguably reckless amid a criminal investigation to put information like that into the public domain.
That's true. That could be another way for this administration to explain their reluctance to release all of these documents. And there have been a lot of documents that have been released, but the things that folks who see some sort of, you know, more details behind them, more conspiracy behind releasing these things like, you know, videos or audio tapes or the so-called little black book, the client list that Trump and his administration officials say don't exist, but a lot of people still believe is out there somewhere. So it would give them a chance to put that off. In theory, they can claim an investigation, legal proceedings. They don't want to get in the way of that. And in fact, the push that they had, the one thing the Trump administration did do was to call for grand jury transcripts to be released, say, well, this is really important. We're going to do this. We're going to go to a court to do this. And a judge said no. So they could say, well, our hands are tied. And they might do that again with regard to the larger files.
Ultimately, what Donald Trump is hoping is that he will not be looked at and scrutinized in any big way here. He's saying nothing to do with me. I've got the business of government to carry on with. The Democrats won't leave it go. The people who we should be watching a lot more closely here are the wavering Republicans, including some of the MAGA Republicans who really wanted this, the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene, for example. How are they going to go out?
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, Lauren Boebert, a Republican from Colorado, they signed this petition to force a vote in the House of Representatives to release the files. And it's interesting, the daylight that is appearing here, because Donald Trump very explicitly said earlier on Wednesday, no Republican should go along with any of these investigation calls or file release calls, that is just giving political material to the Democrats who are going to capitalize on it. And they went ahead and signed anyway. And I think you could see when this vote happens, and it could happen as early as next week in the House of Representatives, when this vote happens, you might see more Republicans willing to break ranks despite the White House's urging that they vote against it. And I think that's a reflection of the fact that the political base, conservatives, Republican voters, do want these files to come out. And the politicians who are facing criticism from Donald Trump, the thing they worry about is that Donald Trump is going to turn the base on them, that they might lose elections, lose primaries sometime down the road. But they feel like they may be more in step with the base right now than Donald Trump is. And that is a rare, very rare kind of occurrence since Donald Trump first gained political prominence 10 years ago.
Anthony Zurcher, BBC News North American correspondent, thank you very much for joining us. It's a story that's definitely going to continue to run no matter what Trump does to deflect away from it until every single scrap of information is put out there. It's not going to end.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.